I was one of four girls. Yes, my mother made sure we all learned how to sew. And it was practical. But even in high school, I wanted to have individual, my own look. So I began making my own clothes. And then I continued that through college.
Elizabeth Shannon, born and reared in Morgan City, has long been influenced by the wetlands surrounding her hometown. Working with found objects, her sculptures and vignettes explore themes of environment and humanity. But how does that relate to participating in the upcoming Fashion Week New Orleans?
I think we all have our little secrets. And so this is highly entertaining for me to follow the fashion shows online, to get my issue of W Magazine or European Vogue. And then I love making commentary. And the commentary is, well, there's abstract fabrics and patterns being presented by Jill Sanders. So look for more abstract paintings in the galleries this fall. I love connecting, more than ever, art and fashion design.
Elizabeth confesses that her secret began way back to school days in Morgan City.
Catholic schools, okay? Uniforms, all of my life. So therefore, the minute the bell rang and it was 3 o'clock and we were racing to our vehicles, we're hiking up our skirts, rolling down our socks, trying to, you know, adjust our uniform.
Well, lest you think this artist is into creating traditional haute couture, think again. She's always been more into what she says is appropriating, riffing off the inspired works of other great designers.
I loved appropriating. I could do it freely. And the works that we're going to present in this runway show have elements of some of my favorite designers. I would not feel so free to do that if I were presenting, let's say, a sculptural exhibition. And although we all are influenced and appropriate, I'm doing it very freely and recognizing some of my favorite designers.
Working with local hat designer and friend Kate McNee, Elizabeth has created 8 designs of reconfigured and repurposed things from their own wardrobes as well as from thrift shops, turning them upside down, inside out, and backwards. True to her real self, Elizabeth has added some found objects, like antlers. Yes, antlers, to one of them.
It's a prom dress, sort of. It was a green satin dress with a huge skirt and puffy sleeves, form-fitted around the waist. And so I added wire to the hem, and it bounces. And then at the shoulders, I took some wonderful deer antlers, small deer antlers, and attached them with Velcro and then covered that with black ribbon to refine it. And then there is an antler headpiece as well.
Now, models are used to wearing all kinds of out-there clothing, but antlers? So to be sure they would be comfortable, Elizabeth had them come to her studio and practice with the music she has chosen.
Putting the music on, which is late 70s, Italian nightclub music, a raspy voice. I have no clue what this man is singing about, but his voice is fabulous. And so I'm having the girls walk up and down in my studio. And I ask them why all of the models look so sad when they're modeling. Their arms are next to their bodies. They aren't smiling. And they said, well, this is what we're taught because you don't take away from the fashion. And I said, throw that out.
So how does this design story end? Well, only one way to find out, at the Sugar Mill this Saturday night, when models for Collab New Orleans, a.k.a. Elizabeth Shannon and Kate McNee, will strut their stuff. For more information about Fashion Week New Orleans, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.